Trump lawyer paid porn star.
The payment was made with his personal funds.
Olympic star wins yet again.
At the bottom, all those emotions hit me. I won.
You build it, you shoot it.
They're trying to appeal to felons who can't legally purchase a firearm.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The White House is likely to face new questions after President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, revealed last night he paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 out of his own pocket. Early reports portrayed it as possible hush money. She had claimed a sexual encounter with Mr. Trump in 2006. CBS's Chip Reed at the White House says Cohen does not explain what the money was for.
In his statement last night, Cohen claimed the payment was lawful, was not a campaign contribution or campaign expenditure, and was made with his personal funds. Neither the Trump Organization nor the Trump campaign was a party to the transaction, and neither reimbursed me for the payment, either directly or indirectly. He added, I will always protect Mr. Trump.
Well, the FBI says background checks on former White House aide Rob Porter were completed last summer. That runs counter to the administration account that investigations were still going on and officials were caught off guard when abuse claims surfaced from his two ex-wives this month. CBS's Major Garrett.
Coming apart at the seams, that is the description of the West Wing from a top White House advisor. The reason? The deepening sense among some senior officials that even inside, the truth is not being told about the Rob Porter situation. That's creating new divisions and a sense of mistrust.
An American Olympian who burst onto the scene 12 years ago has struck gold once again amid some tarnish. We're live in Pyeongchang with CBS's Steve Futterman.
Well, Steve, it was perhaps the most thrilling competition of the Olympics so far. Shaun White, the final competitor in the men's halfpipe, in an epic make-or-break run. Could he overtake the leader and win gold again? White performed flawlessly, and when the result was announced,
Shaun White takes the gold!
The call on NBC, Shaun White was a gold medal winner for a third time. With his victory, however, some complications. Stories from 2016 resurfaced on a number of online news sites. Stories alleging sexual harassment by White when he was asked about it.
Here to talk about the Olympics, not, you know, gossip.
White and his accuser eventually settled out of court. Strong winds today again affected some competition. Alpine skiing was postponed, and one of the Olympic parks had to be closed because of fears that temporary tents held down by metal beams could collapse. Taking place right now, the Korea debut of the U.S. men's hockey team against Slovenia. Right now in the second period, the U.S. leads 1-0. Live at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, there was trouble on snowy Mount Hood in Oregon. A climber was killed after a 1,000-foot fall.
He was just coming down the mountain, and some snow or ice broke loose under his feet. And he started to fall.
Even in warm weather, Mount Hood is notorious for loose ice and rocks. Others on the mountain had to be rescued by helicopter before bad weather moved in. Sheriff Sergeant Brian Jensen.
The conditions up there are bad for hikers, climbers, and quite frankly for the rescuers as well.
There were some tense moments aboard a United flight from San Francisco to Honolulu. Passengers were urged to brace themselves as the jetliner came into land after one of the engine covers came flying off.
We had a really loud bang as the right engine went.
The engine right where we were sitting was completely blown.
And with the plane shaking and emergency responders at the ready, passengers relieved as the jetliner landed safely, the FAA has launched an investigation. As the Senate debates immigration policy, a second federal judge has prevented the Trump administration from ending the DACA program for young immigrants outright. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohn.
It doesn't change the legal or the political dynamic over DACA or the Dreamers. Last month's injunction still is in place, and the administration already is trying to appeal that first ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. So this new ruling, I don't think, is going to make the justices in Washington decide one way or another whether to take the case.
Overseas, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu uses a term popular with President Trump, witch hunt. to describe new recommendations that he be charged with corruption.
Israeli opposition leaders are calling on Netanyahu to resign after police accused him of accepting nearly $300,000 in cigars, cognac, and jewelry from two billionaires. Knesset member Isaac Herzog.
This is a very sad day for the Israeli people.
But Netanyahu's Likud party and right-wing supporters still back him, and he has vowed to remain in power. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
In this country, getting a gun has never been easier if you're willing to build it yourself. CBS's Carter Evans looks at the booming ghost gun industry.
This handgun looks and fires just like a Glock 9mm. It has no serial number, it's completely untraceable, and it's 100% legal. It's known as a ghost gun, and we bought one online with no background check or waiting period. It's not technically a firearm because the part that would be registered, the lower receiver, still needs work. The do-it-yourself kit came with all the necessary parts.
It's not going to take a tremendous amount of gunsmithing.
Former LAPD SWAT officer Scott Reitz agreed to supervise while I build.
We're removing these black tabs.
Following an instructional YouTube video, it took less than 3 hours to build.
How'd I do?
Well, it looks like you did pretty well for a novice.
Reitz put the gun through its paces.
Feel all right?
Yeah.
There's nothing that ATF can do.
Ginger Colburn with the ATF.
These firearms are with gang members. These firearms are being found at various crime scenes all over the country.
Why can't the ATF just go shut down the people that are selling these parts?
ATF can't go shut down the people who are selling these parts because these parts are not regulated.
Carter Evans, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Well, dog lovers were tuned last night to Fox Sports 1 and the big show in New York.
Best in show at the 142nd Annual Westminster Kennel Club will be the Bichon Frise.
Flynn is the fluffy winner's name. Any party, no matter how good it is, has to end, even in New Orleans.
Mardi Gras 2018 is officially over. We need everyone to clear the street.
And with that, police on foot, horseback, and cars brought the Mardi Gras party to an end promptly at midnight with the arrival of Ash Wednesday. While it was just a ceremonial closing of Bourbon Street, many revelers took it as a sign to finally wind down.
I'm ready. I'm Catholic, so Lent is a big deal for me and Ash Wednesday.
But others could not bear to see the party end.
More Mardi Gras!
No, I'm never ready for it to be over.
On Bourbon Street, Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The late actor Bill Paxton's family is suing Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles and the doctor who performed the heart surgery a year ago just before he died from complications. The suit says the surgeon used a high-risk and unconventional approach that was unnecessary. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.